This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For the first time, I think, here on Joy 94.9 is the inaugural Voice 2012 winner. She had a debut platinum album, and there's been quite a bit going on in the last couple of years. Carice Eden, do welcome yourself to Joy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, it sounds like we've got you and a couple of other friends on the line as well.
No, it's just me and my son.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. We like to keep it real, and I think that's a good way of demonstrating it.
Exactly, and then hubby's in the background going, come on, shh, I'm going to work.
Excellent. Now, Carice, it has been an interesting ride for you over the last couple of years, coming out of The Voice, the original first series of The Voice, where there were huge expectations over that show. And I mean, your first single and first album did do enormously well, but for all intents and purposes you sort of disappeared for most people. Tell us a little bit about what's happened.
Oh, well, it's just been a big ride. What can you describe it as? Do you know what I mean? It's just huge.
Okay. Look, it isn't obviously a part of that adventure was that you had a baby.
I did, yes, as you could probably clearly hear earlier.
Yeah, I mean, and in the end, I'm imagining that was a little bit of a diversion from recording and from touring.
Yeah, it was, but it's the right kind of diversion, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It is 2 years since that original journey. You have a new album out, and you've had a couple of singles from that. We'll talk about those shortly. But one of the other things I wanted to talk to you about, because you announced it very, very recently, is that you've partnered up with an organisation called Oz Harvest. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Oz Harvest?
Oh, well, they're an organisation that take food, secondhand food that, you know, is too good to be wasted, that we so foolishly waste constantly, and they take that food and make dinners out of it and feed it to the homeless. And they're just really great. They're for the best, one of the best causes in my books, I reckon. And why wouldn't you want to work alongside a team like that, that just have such big hearts and just give? Like, I'm all for it, and I'm really appreciative that they've, you know, taking me on board as well. So it's just been an amazing journey, and to meet them, and I've had a really great time.
So what have you been doing with Oz Harvest directly?
Well, I went down and sang, I did a performance for them at what they call their Oz Harvest cook-off, and got to meet all the organisers and stuff like that, and it's just really great to be amongst such good company. And, you know, for my film clip, for my new single, Loneliness, is using some of their clients. And, yeah, it's just they've been there for me as I've been there for them. They're just great.
Was there a particular reason why Oz Harvest sort of sprang out as something that you wanted to tag your name to?
Yeah, I think that what they stand for really resonates with me. Probably a lot to do with my past. When I was younger, I was at State Ward and lived in many refuges and stuff, and I think it just really resonates with me, and you know, I'd love to be able to give something back over my years in the media, I guess you could say, and this is probably one of the first steps.
The fourth series of The Voice will be getting underway soon. As a veteran of the original series, what sort of advice would you give to the people who are probably auditioning for that series right now?
I would have to say what Seal said to me. He always said to me, stay in your lane. This is all a circus. And if there's any advice, how I interpreted that is just head down, butt up, do what you've got to do. Don't worry about the circus, you know, backstage dramas, and don't get all flirty and hoo-ha-y. He said, you know, like, just concentrate on what you need to do for you, and I'm sure you'll find your successes, you know.
That's pretty good advice.
Yeah.
Now, you do have a new album out, came out a couple of months before the end of 2014, I think.
Yep.
It's called The Things I've Done. Mm-hmm. How much of a personal album is this album? Because it's really your own album rather than it being the Voice album.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, like, I travelled the world writing that album for, like, the last year and a half, and it's totally me. It's my life experience. It's, oh, Lord, The Things I've Done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the first single lifted off the album was a Dynamite. Mm-hmm. I think perhaps it might have surprised a few people after the type of songs you put out from The Voice originally and from your initial album. There was a lot of guts and a lot of power and a lot of emotion in Dynamite.
Dynamite's the only song on the album I didn't write. It was written by John Newman, and
well, there's a name dropper.
Exactly. And I'm very privileged to be able to sing that song, and it just had a lot of guts about it, and I loved all the terminology in it, you know, for explosion and dynamite and, you know, the spark and all that sort of stuff. I think they're really big words to suit a big song, and he really personally liked the version and approved it for us, and there it was, and we were just all pretty excited to get it out there. A bit of a different sound, but still those big notes, you know, big ballad notes. Everyone's used to hearing me singing. So, you know, it kind of fit it, really.
Absolutely. Now, current single of the album is Loneliness. Tell us a little bit about Loneliness.
Loneliness is, you know, probably a bit of a sad song, but with a very good happy twist, a hopeful twist. You know, it's just one of those songs where it's kind of like, you know, you can be down in the dumps and things do hurt, but you're going to be all right. Like, in time, things will turn around. Just wait, mate. You know, it'll come.
What are you hoping for this album going forward, or what are you hoping for Carice Eden going forward, I guess?
I'm hoping that this album gets me to a point where I'm able to just keep doing what I'm doing, you know? Like, I don't want to necessarily run away and hide from it all, and I don't need the big glitz and glamour, but I'd just like to have a, you know, sturdy little steam train, you know?
Fair enough.
And just keep going, you know? I'm really enjoying myself. I'd like to get out and do maybe another rural tour with a trio act, you know, get back out there and do a smaller tour and visit some more local smaller towns and do some stuff like that as well. I'd love to travel Australia whilst doing that as well. So that's something on the list to do for the next 2 or 3 years. So you'll see me around.
And that brings me to the question of what can an audience expect from a night out with Carice Eden?
Probably, I don't know. I'd like to think I'm very energetic and happy on stage, and, you know, I just want to get it started and just smash it and just have some fun and some laughs, get toes tapping, you know. And I'd like to personally connect with the audience, so, you know, it's just going to be a bit of fun.
Carice Eden, the album is out. It's called Things I've Done. The current single is Loneliness. It is amazing. We are spinning it here at Joy 94.9, and we love it. So, and we love you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Carice will be playing down here in Melbourne at the Palms at Crown on Friday, June the 19th. You can grab tickets at ticketek.com.au. Carice Eden, thanks for joining us here on Joy.
Thank you very much. See ya.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.